Hey guys, how you doing? Leah the Life Coach. I wanted to get on because I just had a moment with a dear friend of mine who called to, you know, give me a little insight on an experience that we had had together many years ago that kind of changed them. And I just wanted to share it with you guys, the takeaways from it, and just hopefully that it can resonate with someone who may be going through this, or someone that has these set in stone kind of opinions and ideas of what things should be and what they should look like, and know that they should always be open to elevating that decision, that choice, that stance. Just open to it. Stay you. Believe in what you believe in, but be open to the possibility of it flowing, going, and being different than what you normally saw, were accustomed to, thought would be, and just what you know it as. So, without putting everything out there about what this was about, this was a time in my life where the odds were against me. You know, I tell you, I'm always the underdog. Don't get it twisted. It's always on me. But this one was an especially hard time for the moment. And there was decisions that needed to be made. And of course, the people that love you and care about you, they want to come and they want to let you know what they think and what they think you should do. Given the circumstances that I was in. So I had all these amazing, wonderful, smart people that I loved and cared about and that loved and cared about me coming and telling me what they thought I should do about the situation that I was in. And I'm always open for people telling me what it is. I might not do what you said, but I definitely am open to hearing it and putting it into my, you know, I call it like my Palenko machine. To see if it's right for me in that moment in time. So they're coming to me and they're telling me what I should do. And I tell you, what the majority was telling me to do is probably what I should have done to protect myself in that moment. It was probably the best thing for me to do to protect myself in that moment and not hurt anyone else tomorrow, you know? So I knew that they were right in a practical sense. I knew that that's what should happen because it looked like I would fall. It would just get totally worse if I didn't make this one decision that everyone was kind of telling me I should make at the time. And it was a lot of pressure for me, but you know, I'm an Aries and I'm kind of bold and I stand at my own. So I remember going with their suggestion and not going with it, but you know, saying, okay, this is the best thing to do, let's do it. Like, so I made the step and set it up, and then I remember the time where I needed to do it, the day of when I was supposed to show up and do it. I was just like, I can't, it's not gonna happen. But there were other people involved in this decision making, so that made it hard, where they were kind of like upset and like, we agreed to this, we did this, and so I was like, okay, you're right, let me do it. So I set it up again, and then same thing happened. I didn't do it. So then it was set up a third time. And the day came and I was like, no, I'm just not. I understand that is the best thing, looking at what's against me and the odds that I'm up against. But I just can't do it. I believe that whatever comes my way, I can handle it because I've been through so much already. And that was the thing. I had been through so much already. People just didn't want to see me go through nothing no more. They just wanted to see me get a break. They just wanted to see me smile again. And they were worried. And I understood that. But I felt like if I had fought and the fought that fight that long, and I had done what I had done from what I was given, the scraps I was given, the position I had to play, the place where I had placed myself, with the decisions that I had made from my lack of self-worth. I knew they just loved me and just wanted the best for me, and they just wanted to see me just be able to breathe for a moment. But I still couldn't do it. I didn't take the route that seemed like it was best for me and my future and the people around me, even, actually. And I know I took a lot of slack for that. I know people looked at me and judged me, and some were, you know, lost respect for me. Some just was a little just in their feelings about me, period, from the decision that I made not to do it. And I know today that every one of those people are so very grateful and happy that I made the choice that I made. And I know for a fact that they are like, oh my God, you were right. You did the best thing. This is awesome. And I'm so happy you did it. And you did it like, and made it look, you know, I guess I didn't make it look easy, but I made it look normal. I made it look like me, my life, what it is, just that day, just what we doing. This is what we doing. This is what we getting through. This is what it is. And she called me today to tell me and remind me about that decision that I made when things were against me. And she knew that it meant something to me and changed me, but she wanted to express to me how it opened her up and changed her. So when she came to me dead set thinking this is what I should do for the betterment of not just myself, everyone involved, and even the community at hand, you know, and when she came to me, she really thought I should have made the other decision because she was worried, she was scared for me, all these other things. But she says she was so dead set on how she thought things should look and how things should be and how she had formulated in her mind that if this is this and you're in this position, you need to do this. It's a hard choice, but this is what you need to do. And the fact that I didn't do it and she got to see the outcome of it not look like what she was dead set on and what she just knew was going to be a fact if I would have made that the choice that I made, her seeing it on the other side now, appreciating my choice and the results of my choice, she was able to realize that she needs to be open to change, to being evolved, to not setting such rigid standards on where she stands and what things are. I tell people all the time, nobody has the answers. Everything is a guess. We all guessing. So we might as well guess on a level that we feel good in, and don't predict tomorrow to be this negative thing. See it as a great outcome and a positive thing. And regardless that you are there and you're going to go through it and get through it, and it's going to be okay, no matter what. Until it's not, and when it's not, you're not here anymore, and it doesn't matter on this level any longer. So play big, guys. Let things change you. Take each and every experience one at a time. The foundation that you have been built on, most of us, it's been built on our parents, our environment, and just people outside of us and information outside of us and media, and very little of it is calibrated to be us because we built the foundation and we set it and forgot it. But what I want to challenge people to do is to tend to your foundation all the time. And know that sometimes there's better bricks, there's better glue, there's better setups, there's better foundational materials to use than the ones you had at your disposal at the time that you built that foundation. and allow that to be okay. So that was her point of view, is that she was so rigid on this that she really felt that she was right and it could not turn out any other way than, you know, how they kind of saw it, because of the position that I was in, I had placed myself in, and just, it was what it was. So now she's a very free-flowing, spirited person that allows the universe to present lessons and blessings to her as they come. And she takes what she learns from them and she applies it in her everyday life. And when she needs to replace bricks in her foundation, she has no problem doing so. She is not attached to the bricks of her foundation, the material that was at her disposal at the time that she made that foundation. She's very pleased and happy with the foundation that she has created, with what she had at her disposal right now. But she knows that there are new innovations and lessons and realizations that change what the foundation should be made out of in this area, or that support is a better support with this instead of what was there. And that's okay to her. She's not attached to the material in the foundation. She's attached to the results and the creation of who she is and the moment that the foundation supports and highlights and upholds for the world to see. So I wanted to share that moment with you. I wanted to open you up to not being so rigid on where you stand in certain things, and being open to things changing your mind, your heart, changing who you are, and allowing that to be okay. Then I wanted to open you up to the fact that when the odds are stacked against you, there's so many times where you thought this was going to happen and this is going to be over because this happened. It's never going to go here or there or come to this. If this happens, I need this. It has to look like this. I want you to know that even though the odds are against you, miracles happen every day. Man's theory means nothing in a world full of miracles. We are each our very own miracle. And we create ripple effects of little tiny miracles that go across this universe to each and every one of us. And you never know when you yourself are going to be privy to a miracle that was sent your way from someone else. So hold your ground. Do what you need to do. Be the underdog and know that your miracle is coming and that it's going to be okay. And you will get through it, because when you don't get through it, guys, when you don't get through it, you're dead and you're not here. But every day we've been the winner. We've had an opportunity to do it again, to build something else, to create something else, to become something else. We are much stronger than our brain would like for us to know, because it makes the brain's job hard. You ever think about the brain being like a lifeguard, and you see the people coming and there's like the 3 foot in, and then there's the 8 foot in, and wouldn't a job be much easier if everybody just stayed in the 3 foot in? That lifeguard could get that suntan and those sunglasses, get that reading in, just look up every now and then and just make sure, you know, no one's being splashed unruly and things like that. So that's kind of how the brain is kind of taking its job. It's like, I have a lot to do. I got to take care of you. So why don't you just stay in the 3 foot in where I can keep an eye on you. I know you will be safe and I've done my job, you know, but that doesn't mean that the lifeguard is not fully capable of bringing you through that deep end, or that you won't even have a mishap in the deep end. You know, so allow yourself to jump out there with enthusiasm, with passion, with confidence, with love, and know that you will land where you should land, and what you need will come to you and be provided for you. You don't have it over there because you didn't need it. A lifeguard, a life, A lifeguard will jump in and save you. A life ring will be thrown out to save you. An inflatable will be thrown out. One of those pool noodles will be thrown out. Now, each and every one of those aids have a different efficiency of how they can help you. But it is more than enough. Okay? Something will be in that environment to help you through where you're trying to go. Take the help. Keep the confidence. Do what you need to do and keep pushing. Okay? So that's what I wanted to put out there. If you're going through something right now and it's hard, keep going. If you're at a place to make a hard decision, follow your heart and stay with it no matter what someone is saying to you. You have to walk the steps. You have to deal with the consequences. You have to go through it. And I tell you, you're stronger than your brain wants you to know. Okay? You got this. Our body is amazing bodies. Our mind is an amazing mind. Get out there and show us what you can do with it. And I really think that that's our purpose here in this world, to deal with these earthly things and these earthly matters with the spirit, soul, and heart that is in us. And we are supposed to display us through everything that we do. And that has just gotten to be a hard thing to do with jobs, money, school, family expectations, and just everything where you're not exactly in charge of where you want to be when you want to be there, how you get to say things and how you get to dress, how you get to express yourself, what you have to take and deal with. So a lot of that gets smothering to the you inside of you. But just the acknowledgement that there's so much on top of you and smothering you, I hope that would motivate you to show you every chance you get. And that's all I'm saying. I'm saying do the grind that you got to do, because we got to make it from one day to another in this world that we're in, this environment that has been set up for us and by us. So do your grind, but when you have the opportunity to show up, and that's usually in the difficult decisions, the world really wants you to come through. So make sure that you really get clarity and calibration to your natural organic heart's desire, and move in that, and know that that alone is more than enough, and that you are more than enough. You got this. And allow the world to mold you and create you with your intentions of showing up and being you, okay? So I thank you so very much for listening to me. I'm so very thankful to my friend that took the time out of their day to call me just to, you know, remind me of what I had went through and how I stood strong and in the face of failure or downfall or fear. So that was a good reminder for me, because I just kind of go, you know, during the moment. I take my moments, I do. And I can see when something sucks and it's being done to me, but, you know. But it's something has been done to me and has sucked so often, just as much as good things have happened, because there's a balance in life. So it's not that I'm used to them. It's just that I've changed what bad and good is. To me, it just is. And so I'm just going through it. I'm just doing what I got to do. I had to wake up earlier this day. I had to carry more bags today. You know? Oh, no. I had to walk today. You know? And I'm saying those little metaphorical things. The bags, the walking, the waking up earlier. Different problems that come along. But they just are. And it's just, that's just what the day is, you know? So get a little nice two-step going for your walk. Set that alarm and hit the snooze maybe once or twice and get it on up out of there. Do what it got to do. Them bags, you know, maybe set them down every now and then. Take a break, take a look around, you know? Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. The things are happening in the universe for your highest good.
They are delivering you to exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, to who you need to be there. And I tell you, the things that are happening because of who you are. If the universe wants you to slow down, it's going to give you something that's going to slow you personally down. So it's going to personally affect you, because you would just, you'd be on a trailblazing if there was a go. But what if you're going to get there too early? What if you're going to intersect with these other people that is not very, a very good intersection? So the universe wants to slow you down. Let it. Take a look around. When something comes unexpectedly, it's because it's giving you the environment. It's setting up the environment in which you need to be cultivated in to get what you want. You have to have that foundation to do what you want it to do. And whether you can see it clearly at that moment or not, trust it. Trust it. I'm here for you guys. My name is Leah, the Life Coach. My number is 818-319-3313. My email is leahthelifecoach@gmail.com. My website is leahthelifecoach.com. And I'm here for you guys. If you need anything, just reach out. Let's do it. All right, I hope to come on more often. I hope if you're on Facebook, you follow me and you're going to join my group. You should be on Anchor. I will be talking about this platform and how we can utilize it, support each other, and grow each other's channels. I hope you follow me on Instagram. I'm Leah the Life Coach. I hope you guys have the most amazing day ever. Keep going and be flexible on the information that's coming to you. And allow it to change and elevate you in that moment to who you are. Don't be attached to, oh, I've done it this way the whole time, and this is what it is, and this is what should happen, and this is what's going to happen. Allow that moment to organically and naturally influence you in that moment, in that time. And you act from the space of you and who you truly are. And I promise you, that's the right choice. You will get the results that you need, regardless of what it looks like to you coming next. Flow with it. Flow through it. Okay? I love you guys so very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Hey guys, how you doing? Leah the Life Coach. I wanted to get on because I just had a moment with a dear friend of mine who called to, you know, give me a little insight on an experience that we had had together many years ago that kind of changed them. And I just wanted to share it with you guys, the takeaways from it, and just hopefully that it can resonate with someone who may be going through this, or someone that has these set in stone kind of opinions and ideas of what things should be and what they should look like, and know that they should always be open to elevating that decision, that choice, that stance. Just open to it. Stay you. Believe in what you believe in, but be open to the possibility of it flowing, going, and being different than what you normally saw, were accustomed to, thought would be, and just what you know it as. So, without putting everything out there about what this was about, this was a time in my life where the odds were against me. You know, I tell you, I'm always the underdog. Don't get it twisted. It's always on me. But this one was an especially hard time for the moment. And there was decisions that needed to be made. And of course, the people that love you and care about you, they want to come and they want to let you know what they think and what they think you should do. Given the circumstances that I was in. So I had all these amazing, wonderful, smart people that I loved and cared about, and that loved and cared about me, coming and telling me what they thought I should do about the situation that I was in.
And I'm always open for people telling me what it is. I might not do what you said, but I definitely am open to hearing it and putting it into my, you know, I call it like my Palenko machine, to see if it's right for me in that moment in time. So they're coming to me and they're telling me what I should do, And I tell you, what the majority was telling me to do, it's probably what I should have done to protect myself in that moment. It was probably the best thing for me to do to protect myself in that moment and not hurt anyone else tomorrow, you know? So I knew that they were right in a practical sense. I knew that that's what should happen because it looked like I would fall. It would just get totally worse if I didn't make this one decision that everyone was kind of telling me I should make at the time. And it was a lot of pressure for me, but, you know, I'm an Aries and I'm kind of bold and I stand at my own. So I remember going with their suggestion and not going with it, but, you know, saying, okay, this is the best thing to do. Let's do it. Like, so I made the step and set it up. And then I remember the time where I needed to do it, the day of when I was supposed to show up and do it. I was just like, I can't, it's not gonna happen. But there were other people involved in this decision making, so that made it hard, where they were kind of like upset and like, we agreed to this, we did this, and so I was like, okay, you're right, let me do it. So I set it up again, and then same thing happened. I didn't do it. So then it was set up a third time. And the day came and I was like, no, I'm just not. I understand that that is the best thing, looking at what's against me and the odds that I'm up against. But I just can't do it. I believe that whatever comes my way, I can handle it because I've been through so much already. And that was the thing. I had been through so much already. People just didn't want to see me go through nothing no more. They just wanted to see me get a break. They just wanted to see me smile again. And they were worried. And I understood that. But I felt like if I had fought that long, and I had done what I had done, from what I was given, the scraps I was given, the position I had to play, the place where I had placed myself, with the decisions that I had made from my lack of self-worth, I knew they just loved me and just wanted the best for me, and they just wanted to see me just be able to breathe for a moment. But I still couldn't do it. I didn't take the route that seemed like it was best for me and my future and the people around me, even, actually. And I know I took a lot of slack for that. I know people looked at me and judged me, and some were, you know, lost respect for me. Some just was a little just in their feelings about me, period, from the decision that I made not to do it. And I know today that every one of those people are so very grateful and happy that I made the choice that I made. And I know for a fact that they are like, oh my God, you were right. You did the best thing. This is awesome. And I'm so happy you did it. And you did it like, and made it look, you know, I guess I didn't make it look easy, but I made it look normal. I made it look like me, my life, what it is, just that day, just what we doing. This is what we doing. This is what we getting through. This is what it is. And she called me today to tell me and remind me about that decision that I made when things were against me. And she knew that it meant something to me and changed me, but she wanted to express to me how it opened her up and changed her. So when she came to me dead set thinking this is what I should do for the betterment of not just myself, everyone involved, and even the community, at hand, you know? And when she came to me, she really thought I should have made the other decision because she was worried, she was scared for me, all these other things. But she says she was so dead set on how she thought things should look and how things should be and how she had formulated in her mind that if this is this and you're in this position, you need to do this. It's a hard choice, but this is what you need to do. And the fact that I didn't do it and she got to see the outcomes of it not look like what she was dead set on and what she just knew was going to be a fact. If I would have made that the choice that I made, her seeing it on the other side now, appreciating my choice and the results of my choice, she was able to realize that she needs to be open to change, to being evolved, to not setting such rigid standards on where she stands and what things are. I tell people all the time, nobody has the answers. Everything is a guess. We all guessing. So we might as well guess on a level that we feel good in. And don't predict tomorrow to be this negative thing. See it as a great outcome and a positive thing. And regardless that you are there and you're going to go through it and get through it. And it's going to be okay. No matter what. Until it's not. And when it's not, you're not here anymore, and it doesn't matter on this level any longer. So play big, guys. Let things change you. Take each and every experience one at a time. The foundation that you have been built on, most of us, it's been built on our parents, our environment, and just people outside of us and information outside of us and media. And very little of it is calibrated to be us because we built the foundation and we set it and forgot it. But what I want to challenge people to do is to tend to your foundation all the time. All the time. And know that sometimes there's better bricks. there's better glue. There's better setups. There's better foundational materials to use than the ones you had at your disposal at the time that you built that foundation. And allow that to be okay. So that was her point of view, is that she was so rigid on this that she really felt that she was right and it could not turn out any other way than, you know, how they kind of saw it because of the position that I was in, I had placed myself in, and just it was what it was. So now she's a very free-flowing, spirited person that allows the universe to present lessons and blessings to her as they come. And she takes what she learns from them and she applies it in her everyday life. And when she needs to replace bricks in her foundation, she has no problem doing so. She is not attached to the bricks of her foundation, the material that was at her disposal at the time that she made that foundation. She's very pleased and happy with the foundation that she has created, with what she had at her disposal right now. But she knows that there are new innovations and lessons and realizations that change what the foundation should be made out of in this area, or that support is a better support with this. Instead of what was there. And that's okay to her. She's not attached to the material in the foundation. She's attached to the results and the creation of who she is and the moment that the foundation supports and highlights and upholds for the world to see. So I wanted to share that moment with you. I wanted to open you up to not being so rigid on where you stand in certain things and being open to things changing your mind, your heart, changing who you are and allowing that to be okay. Then I wanted to open you up to the fact that when the odds are stacked against you, there's so many times where you thought this was going to happen and this is going to be over because this happened. It's never going to go here or there or come to this if this happens. I need this. It has to look like this. I want you to know that even though the odds are against you, miracles happen every day. Man's theory means nothing in a world full of miracles. We are each our very own miracle. And we create ripple effects of little tiny miracles that go across this universe to each and every one of us. And you never know when you yourself are going to be privy to a miracle that was sent your way from someone else. So hold your ground. Do what you need to do. Be the underdog and know that your miracle is coming and that it's going to be okay. And you will get through it, because when you don't get through it, guys, when you don't get through it, you're dead and you're not here. But every day, we've been the winner. We've had an opportunity to do it again, to build something else, to create something else, to become something else. We are much stronger than our brain would like for us to know, because it makes the brain's job hard. You ever think about the brain being like a lifeguard, and you see the people coming, and there's like the 3 foot in, and then there's the 8 foot in, and wouldn't a job be much easier if everybody just stayed in the 3 foot in? That lifeguard could get that suntan and those sunglasses, get that reading in, just look up every now and then and just make sure, you know, no one's being splashed unruly and things like that. So that's kind of how the brain is kind of taking its job. It's like, I have a lot to do. I got to take care of you. So why don't you just stay in the 3 foot in where I can keep an eye on you. I know you will be safe and I've done my job, you know, but that doesn't mean that the lifeguard is not fully capable of bringing you through that deep end, or that you won't even have a mishap in the deep end. You know, so allow yourself to jump out there with enthusiasm, with passion, with confidence, with love, and know that you will land where you should land, and what you need will come to you and be provided for you. You don't have it over there because you didn't need it. A lifeguard will jump in and save you. A life ring will be thrown out to save you. An inflatable will be thrown out. One of those pool noodles will be thrown out. Now, each and every one of those aids have a different efficiency of how they can help you. But it is more than enough. Okay? Something will be in that environment to help you through where you're trying to go. Take the help. Keep the confidence. Do what you need to do and keep pushing. Okay, so that's what I wanted to put out there. If you're going through something right now and it's hard, keep going. If you're at a place to make a hard decision, follow your heart and stay with it no matter what someone is saying to you. You have to walk the steps. You have to deal with the consequences. You have to go through it. And I tell you, you're stronger than your brain wants you to know. Okay, you got this. Our body is amazing bodies. Our mind is an amazing mind. Get out there and show us what you can do with it. And I really think that that's our purpose here in this world, to deal with these earthly things and these earthly manners with the spirit, soul, and heart that is in us. And we are supposed to display us through everything that we do. And that has just gotten to be a hard thing to do with jobs, money, school, family expectations, and just everything, where you're not exactly in charge of where you want to be when you want to be there, how you get to say things, and how you get to dress, how you get to express yourself, what you have to take and deal with. So a lot of that gets smothering to the you inside of you. But just the acknowledgement that there's so much on top of you and smothering you, I hope that would motivate you to show you every chance you get. And that's all I'm saying. I'm saying do the grind that you got to do, because we got to make it from one day to another in this world that we're in, this environment that has been set up for us and by us. So do your grind. But when you have the opportunity to show up, and that's usually in the difficult decisions, the world really wants you to come through. So make sure that you really get clarity and calibration to your natural organic heart's desire, and move in that, and know that that alone is more than enough, and that you are more than enough. You got this. And allow the world to mold you and create you with your intentions of showing up and being you. Okay? So I thank you so very much for listening to me. I'm so very thankful to my friend that took the time out of their day to call me just to, you know, remind me of what I had went through and how I stood strong in the face of failure or downfall or fear. So that was a good reminder for me, because I just kind of go, you know, during the moment. I take my moments. I do. And I can see when something sucks and it's being done to me, but, you know, but it's something has been done to me and has sucked so often, just as much as good things have happened, because there's a balance in life. So it's not that I'm used to them. It's just that I've changed what bad and good is. To me, it just is. And so I'm just going through it. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I had to wake up earlier this day. I had to carry more bags today. You know? Oh no, I had to walk today. You know? And I'm saying those little metaphorical things, the bags, the walking, the waking up earlier, different problems that come along. But they just are. And it's just, that's just what the day is, you know? So get a little nice two-step going for your walk. Set that alarm and hit the snooze maybe once or twice and get it on up out of there. Do what it got to do. Them bags, you know, maybe set them down every now and then. Take a break, take a look around, you know? Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. The things are happening in the universe for your highest good. They are delivering you to exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, to who you need to be there. And I tell you, the things that are happening because of who you are. If the universe wants you to slow down, it's going to give you something that's going to slow you personally down. So it's going to personally affect you, because you would just, you'd be on a trailblazing if there was a go. But what if you're going to get there too early? What if you're going to intersect with these other people that is not very, a very good intersection? So the universe wants to slow you down. Let it. Take a look around. When something comes unexpectedly, it's because it's giving you the environment. It's setting up the environment in which you need to be cultivated in to get what you want. You have to have that foundation to do what you want it to do. And whether you can see it clearly at that moment or not, trust it. Trust it. I'm here for you guys. My name is Leah, the Life Coach. My number is 818-319-3313. My email is leahthelifecoach@gmail.com. My website is leahthelifecoach.com. And I'm here for you guys. If you need anything, just reach out. Let's do it. All right, I hope to come on more often. I hope if you're on Facebook, you follow me and you're going to join my group. You should be on Anchor. I will be talking about this platform and how we can utilize it, support each other, and grow each other's channels. I hope you follow me on Instagram. I'm Leah the Life Coach. I hope you guys have the most amazing day ever. Keep going and be flexible on the information that's coming to you. And allow it to change and elevate you in that moment to who you are. Don't be attached to, oh, I've done it this way the whole time, and this is what it is, and this is what should happen, and this is what's going to happen. Allow that moment to organically and naturally influence you in that moment, in that time, and you act from the space of you and who you truly are, and I promise you, that's the right choice. You will get the results that you need, regardless of what it looks like to you coming next. Flow with it. Flow through it. Okay? I love you guys so very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Hey guys, how you doing? Leah the Life Coach. I wanted to get on because I just had a moment with a dear friend of mine who called to, you know, give me a little insight on an experience that we had had together many years ago that kind of changed them. And I just wanted to share it with you guys, the takeaways from it, and just hopefully that it can resonate with someone who may be going through this, or someone that has these set in stone kind of opinions and ideas of what things should be and what they should look like, and know that they should always be open to elevating that decision, that choice, that stance. Just open to it. Stay you. Believe in what you believe in, but be open to the possibility of it flowing, going, and being different than what you normally saw, were accustomed to, thought would be, and just what you know it as. So, without putting everything out there about what this was about, this was a time in my life where the odds were against me. You know, I tell you, I'm always the underdog. Don't get it twisted. It's always on me. But this one was an especially hard time for the moment. And there was decisions that needed to be made. And of course, the people that love you and care about you, they want to come and they want to let you know what they think and what they think you should do. Given the circumstances that I was in. So I had all these amazing, wonderful, smart people that I loved and cared about and that loved and cared about me coming and telling me what they thought I should do about the situation that I was in. And I'm always open for people telling me what it is. I might not do what you said, but I definitely am open to hearing it and putting it into my, you know, I call it like my Palenko machine. To see if it's right for me in that moment in time. So they're coming to me and they're telling me what I should do. And I tell you, what the majority was telling me to do is probably what I should have done to protect myself in that moment. It was probably the best thing for me to do to protect myself in that moment and not hurt anyone else tomorrow, you know? So I knew that they were right in a practical sense. I knew that that's what should happen because it looked like I would fall. It would just get totally worse if I didn't make this one decision that everyone was kind of telling me I should make at the time. And it was a lot of pressure for me, but you know, I'm an Aries and I'm kind of bold and I stand at my own. So I remember going with their suggestion and not going with it, but you know, saying, okay, this is the best thing to do, let's do it. Like, so I made the step and set it up, and then I remember the time where I needed to do it, the day of when I was supposed to show up and do it. I was just like, I can't, it's not gonna happen. But there were other people involved in this decision making, so that made it hard, where they were kind of like upset and like, we agreed to this, we did this, and so I was like, okay, you're right, let me do it. So I set it up again, and then same thing happened. I didn't do it. So then it was set up a third time. And the day came and I was like, no, I'm just not. I understand that that is the best thing looking at what's against me and the odds that I'm up against. But I just can't do it. I believe that whatever comes my way, I can handle it because I've been through so much already. And that was the thing. I had been through so much already. People just didn't want to see me go through nothing no more. They just wanted to see me get a break. They just wanted to see me smile again. And they were worried. And I understood that. But I felt like if I had fought that fight that long, and I had done what I had done, from what I was given, the scraps I was given, the position I had to play, the place where I had placed myself, with the decisions that I had made from my lack of self-worth, I knew they just loved me and just wanted the best for me, and they just wanted to see me just be able to breathe for a moment. But I still couldn't do it. I didn't take the route that seemed like it was best for me and my future and the people around me, even, actually. And I know I took a lot of slack for that. I know people looked at me and judged me, and some were, you know, lost respect for me. Some just was a little just in their feelings about me, period, from the decision that I made not to do it. And I know today that every one of those people are so very grateful and happy that I made the choice that I made. And I know for a fact that they are like, oh my God, you were right. You did the best thing. This is awesome. And I'm so happy you did it. And you did it like, and made it look, you know, I guess I didn't make it look easy, but I made it look normal. I made it look like me, my life, what it is, just that day, just what we doing. This is what we doing. This is what we getting through. This is what it is. And she called me today to tell me and remind me about that decision that I made when things were against me. And she knew that it meant something to me and changed me, but she wanted to express to me how it opened her up and changed her. So when she came to me dead set thinking this is what I should do for the betterment of not just myself, everyone involved, and even the community at hand, you know. And when she came to me, she really thought I should have made the other decision because she was worried, she was scared for me, all these other things. But she says she was so dead set on how she thought things should look and how things should be and how she had formulated in her mind that if this is this and you're in this position, you need to do this. It's a hard choice, but this is what you need to do. And the fact that I didn't do it and she got to see the outcome of it not look like what she was dead set on and what she just knew was going to be a fact, if I would have made that the choice that I made, her seeing it on the other side now, appreciating my choice and the results of my choice, she was able to realize that she needs to be open to change, to being evolved, to not setting such rigid standards on where she stands and what things are. I tell people all the time, nobody has the answers. Everything is a guess. We all guessing. So we might as well guess on a level that we feel good in. And don't predict tomorrow to be this negative thing. See it as a great outcome and a positive thing. And regardless that you are there and you're going to go through it and get through it. And it's going to be okay no matter what. Until it's not. And when it's not, you're not here anymore, and it doesn't matter on this level any longer. So play big, guys. Let things change you. Take each and every experience one at a time. The foundation that you have been built on, most of us, it's been built on our parents, our environment, and just people outside of us and information outside of us and media, and very little of it is calibrated to be us, because we built the foundation and we set it and forgot it. But what I want to challenge people to do is to tend to your foundation all the time. And know that sometimes there's better bricks, there's better glue, there's better setups, there's better foundational materials to use than the ones you had at your disposal at the time that you built that foundation. And allow that to be okay. So that was her point of view, is that she was so rigid on this that she really felt that she was right, and it could not turn out any other way than, you know, how they kind of saw it, because of the position that I was in, I had placed myself in, and just, it was what it was. So now she's a very free flowing spirited person that allows the universe to present lessons and blessings to her as they come, and she takes what she learns from them and she applies it in her everyday life. And when she needs to replace bricks in her foundation, she has no problem doing so. She is not attached to the bricks of her foundation, the material that was at her disposal at the time that she made that foundation. She's very pleased and happy with the foundation that she has created, with what she had at her disposal right now. But she knows that there are new innovations and lessons and realizations that change what the foundation should be made out of in this area, or that support is a better support with this, instead of what was there. And that's okay to her. She's not attached to the material in the foundation. She's attached to the results and the creation of who she is, and the moment that the foundation supports and highlights and upholds for the world to see. So I wanted to share that moment with you. I wanted to open you up to not being so rigid on where you stand in certain things, and being open to things changing your mind, your heart, changing who you are, and allowing that to be okay. Then I wanted to open you up to the fact that when the odds are stacked against you, there's so many times where you thought this was going to happen and this is going to be over because this happened. It's never going to go here or there or come to this. If this happens, I need this. It has to look like this. I want you to know that even though the odds are against you, miracles happen every day. Man's theory means nothing in a world full of miracles. We are each our very own miracle. And we create ripple effects of little tiny miracles that go across this universe to each and every one of us. And you never know when you yourself are going to be privy to a miracle that was sent your way from someone else. So hold your ground. Do what you need to do. Be the underdog and know that your miracle is coming and that it's going to be okay. And you will get through it, because when you don't get through it, guys, when you don't get through it, you're dead and you're not here. But every day we've been the winner. We've had an opportunity to do it again, to build something else, to create something else, to become something else. We are much stronger than our brain would like for us to know, because it makes the brain's job hard. You ever think about the brain being like a lifeguard, and you see the people coming, and there's like the 3 foot in, and then there's the 8 foot in, and wouldn't a job be much easier if everybody just stayed in the 3 foot in? That lifeguard could get that suntan and those sunglasses, get that reading in, just look up every now and then and just make sure, you know, no one's being splashed unruly and things like that. So that's kind of how the brain is kind of taking its job. It's like, I have a lot to do. I got to take care of you. So why don't you just stay in the 3 foot in where I can keep an eye on you. I know you will be safe and I've done my job, you know, but That doesn't mean that the lifeguard is not fully capable of bringing you through that deep end, or that you won't even have a mishap in the deep end. So allow yourself to jump out there with enthusiasm, with passion, with confidence, with love, and know that you will land where you should land, and what you need will come to you and be provided for you. You don't have it over there because you didn't need it. A lifeguard will jump in and save you. A life ring will be thrown out to save you. An inflatable will be thrown out. One of those pool noodles will be thrown out. Now, each and every one of those aids have a different efficiency of how they can help you. But it is more than enough. Okay? Something will be in that environment to help you through where you're trying to go. Take the help, keep the confidence, do what you need to do, and keep pushing. Okay? So that's what I wanted to put out there. If you're going through something right now and it's hard, keep going. If you're at a place to make a hard decision, follow your heart and stay with it no matter what someone is saying to you. You have to walk the steps. You have to deal with the consequences. You have to go through it. And I tell you, you're stronger than your brain wants you to know. Okay? You got this. Our body is amazing bodies. Our mind is an amazing mind. Get out there and show us what you can do with it. And I really think that that's our purpose here in this world, to deal with these earthly things and these earthly matters with the spirit soul and heart that is in us. And we are supposed to display us through everything that we do. And that has just gotten to be a hard thing to do with jobs, money, school, family expectations, and just everything, where you're not exactly in charge of where you want to be when you want to be there, how you get to say things, and how you get to dress, how you get to express yourself, what you have to take and deal with. So a lot of that gets smothering to the you inside of you. But just the acknowledgement that there's so much on top of you and smothering you, I hope that would motivate you to show you every chance you get. And that's all I'm saying. I'm saying do the grind that you got to do, because we got to make it from one day to another in this world that we're in, this environment that has been set up for us and by us. So do your grind, but when you have the opportunity to show up, and that's usually in the difficult decisions, the world really wants you to come through. So make sure that you really get clarity and calibration to your natural organic heart's desire, and move in that, and know that that alone is more than enough, and that you are more than enough. You got this. And allow the world to mold you and create you with your intentions of showing up and being you. Okay? So I thank you so very much for listening to me. I'm so very thankful to my friend that took the time out of their day to call me just to, you know, remind me of what I had went through and how I stood strong in the face of failure or downfall or fear. So that was a good reminder for me, because I just kind of go, you know, during the moment. I take my moments, I do. And I can see when something sucks and it's being done to me, but it's something has been done to me and has sucked so often, just as much as good things have happened, because there's a balance in life. So it's not that I'm used to them. It's just that I've changed what bad and good is. To me, it just is. And so I'm just going through it. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I had to wake up earlier this day. I had to carry more bags today, you know? Oh no, I had to walk today, you know? And I'm saying those are metaphorical things, the bags, the walking, the waking up earlier, different problems that come along. But they just are. And it's just, that's just what the day is, you know? So get a little nice two-step going for your walk. Set that alarm and hit the snooze maybe once or twice and get it on up out of there. Do what it got to do. Them bags, you know, maybe set them down every now and then. Take a break, take a look around, you know? Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. The things are happening in the universe for your highest good. They are delivering you to exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, to who you need to be there. And I tell you, the things that are happening because of who you are. If the universe wants you to slow down, it's going to give you something that's going to slow you personally down. So it's going to personally affect you, because you would just, you'd be on a trailblazing if there was a go. But what if you're going to get there too early? What if you're going to intersect with these other people that is not very, a very good intersection? So the universe wants to slow you down. Let it. Let it. Take a look around. When something comes unexpectedly, it's because it's giving you the environment. It's setting up the environment in which you need to be cultivated in to get what you want. You have to have that foundation to do what you want it to do. And whether you can see it clearly at that moment or not, trust it. Trust it. I'm here for you guys. My name is Leah, the Life Coach. My number is 818-319-3313. My email is leahthelifecoach@gmail.com. My website is leahthelifecoach.com. And I'm here for you guys. If you need anything, just reach out. Let's do it. All right, I hope to come on more often. I hope if you're on Facebook, you follow me and you're going to join my group. You should be on Anchor. I will be talking about this platform and how we can utilize it, support each other, and grow each other's channels. I hope you follow me on Instagram. I'm Leah the Life Coach. I hope you guys have the most amazing day ever. Keep going and be flexible on the information that's coming to you. And allow it to change and elevate you in that moment to who you are. Don't be attached to, oh, I've done it this way the whole time, and this is what it is, and this is what should happen, and this is what's going to happen. Allow that moment to organically and naturally influence you in that moment, in that time. And you act from the space of you and who you truly are. And I promise you, that's the right choice. You will get the results that you need, regardless of what it looks like to you coming next. Flow with it. Flow through it. Okay? I love you guys so very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Hey guys, how you doing? Leah the Life Coach. I wanted to get on because I just had a moment with a dear friend of mine who called to, you know, give me a little insight on an experience that we had had together many years ago that kind of changed them. And I just wanted to share it with you guys, the takeaways from it, and just hopefully that it can resonate with someone who may be going through this, or someone that has these set in stone kind of opinions and ideas of what things should be and what they should look like, and know that they should always be open to elevating that decision, that choice, that stance. Just open to it. Stay you. Believe in what you believe in, but be open to the possibility of it flowing, going, and being different than what you normally saw, were accustomed to, thought would be, and just what you know it as. So, without putting everything out there about what this was about, this was a time in my life where the odds were against me. You know, I tell you, I'm always the underdog. Don't get it twisted. It's always on me. But this one was an especially hard time for the moment. And there was decisions that needed to be made. And of course, the people that love you and care about you, they want to come and they want to let you know what they think and what they think you should do. Given the circumstances that I was in. So I had all these amazing, wonderful, smart people that I loved and cared about and that loved and cared about me coming and telling me what they thought I should do about the situation that I was in. And I'm always open for people telling me what it is. I might not do what you said, but I definitely am open to hearing it and putting it into my, you know, I call it like my Palenko machine. To see if it's right for me in that moment in time. So they're coming to me and they're telling me what I should do. And I tell you, what the majority was telling me to do is probably what I should have done to protect myself in that moment. It was probably the best thing for me to do to protect myself in that moment and not hurt anyone else tomorrow, you know? So I knew that they were right in a practical sense. I knew that that's what should happen because it looked like I would fall. It would just get totally worse if I didn't make this one decision that everyone was kind of telling me I should make at the time. And it was a lot of pressure for me, but you know, I'm an Aries and I'm kind of bold and I stand at my own. So I remember going with their suggestion and not going with it, but you know, saying, okay, this is the best thing to do. Let's do it. Like, so I made the step and set it up. And then I remember the time where I needed to do it the day of when I was supposed to show up and do it. I was just like, I can't, it's not gonna happen. But there were other people involved in this decision making, so that made it hard where they were kind of like upset and like, we agreed to this, we did this, and so I was like, okay, you're right, let me do it. So I set it up again, and then same thing happened. I didn't do it. So then it was set up a third time. And the day came and I was like, no, I'm just not. I understand that is the best thing, looking at what's against me and the odds that I'm up against. But I just can't do it. I believe that whatever comes my way, I can handle it because I've been through so much already. And that was the thing. I had been through so much already. People just didn't want to see me go through nothing no more. They just wanted to see me get a break. They just wanted to see me smile again. And they were worried. And I understood that. But I felt like if I had fought that fight that long, and I had done what I had done, from what I was given, the scraps I was given, the position I had to play, the place where I had placed myself, with the decisions that I had made from my lack of self-worth, I knew they just loved me and just wanted the best for me, and they just wanted to see me just be able to breathe for a moment. But I still couldn't do it. I didn't take the route that seemed like it was best for me and my future and the people around me, even actually. And I know I took a lot of slack for that. I know people looked at me and judged me, and some were, you know, lost respect for me. Some just was a little just in their feelings about me, period, from the decision that I made not to do it. And I know today that every one of those people are so very grateful and happy that I made the choice that I made. And I know for a fact that they are like oh my God, you were right. You did the best thing. This is awesome. And I'm so happy you did it. And you did it like, and made it look, you know, I guess I didn't make it look easy, but I made it look normal. I made it look like me, my life, what it is, just that day, just what we doing. This is what we doing. This is what we getting through. This is what it is. And she called me today to tell me and remind me about that decision that I made when things were against me. And she knew that it meant something to me and changed me, but she wanted to express to me how it opened her up and changed her. So when she came to me dead set thinking this is what I should do for the betterment of not just myself, everyone involved, and even the community at hand, you know, and when she came to me, she really thought I should have made the other decision because she was worried, she was scared for me, all these other things. But she says she was so dead set on how she thought things should look and how things should be and how she had formulated in her mind that if this is this and you're in this position, you need to do this. It's a hard choice, but this is what you need to do. And the fact that I didn't do it and she got to see the outcomes of it not look like what she was dead set on and what she just knew was going to be a fact. If I would have made that the choice that I made, her seeing it on the other side now, appreciating my choice and the results of my choice, she was able to realize that she needs to be open to change, to being evolved, to not setting such rigid standards on where she stands and what things are. I tell people all the time, nobody has the answers. Everything is a guess. We all guessing. So we might as well guess on a level that we feel good in. And don't predict tomorrow to be this negative thing. See it as a great outcome and a positive thing. And regardless that you are there and you're going to go through it and get through it. And it's going to be okay. No matter what. Until it's not. And when it's not, you're not here anymore, and it doesn't matter on this level any longer. So play big, guys. Let things change you. Take each and every experience one at a time. The foundation that you have been built on, most of us, it's been built on our parents, our environment, and just people outside of us and information outside of us and media. And very little of it is calibrated to be us because we built the foundation and we set it and forgot it. But what I want to challenge people to do is to tend to your foundation all the time. All the time. And know that sometimes there's better bricks. there's better glue. There's better setups. There's better foundational materials to use than the ones you had at your disposal at the time that you built that foundation. And allow that to be okay. So that was her point of view, is that she was so rigid on this that she really felt that she was right and it could not turn out any other way than, you know, how they kind of saw it because of the position that I was in, I had placed myself in, and just it was what it was. So now she's a very free-flowing, spirited person that allows the universe to present lessons and blessings to her as they come. And she takes what she learns from them and she applies it in her everyday life. And when she needs to replace bricks in her foundation, she has no problem doing so. She is not attached to the bricks of her foundation, the material that was at her disposal at the time that she made that foundation. She's very pleased and happy with the foundation that she has created, with what she had at her disposal right now. But she knows that there are new innovations and lessons and realizations that change what the foundation should be made out of in this area, or that support is a better support with this. Instead of what was there. And that's okay to her. She's not attached to the material in the foundation. She's attached to the results and the creation of who she is and the moment that the foundation supports and highlights and upholds for the world to see. So I wanted to share that moment with you. I wanted to open you up to not being so rigid on where you stand in certain things and being open to things changing your mind, your heart, changing who you are and allowing that to be okay. Then I wanted to open you up to the fact that when the odds are stacked against you, there's so many times where you thought this was going to happen and this is going to be over because this happened. It's never going to go here or there or come to this. If this happens, I need this. It has to look like this. I want you to know that even though the odds are against you, miracles happen every day. Man's theory means nothing in a world full of miracles. We are each our very own miracle. And we create ripple effects of little tiny miracles that go across this universe to each and every one of us. And you never know when you yourself are going to be privy to a miracle that was sent your way from someone else. So hold your ground. Do what you need to do. Be the underdog and know that your miracle is coming and that it's going to be okay. And you will get through it, because when you don't get through it, guys, when you don't get through it, you're dead and you're not here. But every day, we've been the winner. We've had an opportunity to do it again, to build something else, to create something else, to become something else. We are much stronger than our brain would like for us to know, because it makes the brain's job hard. You ever think about the brain being like a lifeguard, and you see the people coming and there's like the 3 foot in and then there's the 8 foot in, and wouldn't a job be much easier if everybody just stayed in the 3 foot in? That lifeguard could get that suntan and those sunglasses, get that reading in, just look up every now and then and just make sure, you know, no one's being splashed unruly and things like that. So that's kind of how the brain is kind of taking its job. It's like, I have a lot to do. I got to take care of you. So why don't you just stay in the 3 foot in where I can keep an eye on you. I know you will be safe and I've done my job, you know, but that doesn't mean that the lifeguard is not fully capable of bringing you through that deep end, or that you won't even have a mishap in the deep end. You know, so allow yourself to jump out there with enthusiasm, with passion, with confidence, with love, and know that you will land where you should land, and what you need will come to you and be provided for you. You don't have it over there because you didn't need it. A lifeguard will jump in and save you. A life ring will be thrown out to save you. An inflatable will be thrown out. One of those pool noodles will be thrown out. Now, each and every one of those aids have a different efficiency of how they can help you, but it is more than enough. Okay? Something will be in that environment to help you through where you're trying to go. Take the help. Keep the confidence. Do what you need to do and keep pushing. Okay, so that's what I wanted to put out there. If you're going through something right now and it's hard, keep going. If you're at a place to make a hard decision, follow your heart and stay with it no matter what someone is saying to you. You have to walk the steps. You have to deal with the consequences. You have to go through it. And I tell you, you're stronger than your brain wants you to know. Okay, you got this. Our body is amazing bodies. Our mind is an amazing mind. Get out there and show us what you can do with it. And I really think that that's our purpose here in this world, to deal with these earthly things and these earthly matters with the spirit, soul, and heart that is in us. And we are supposed to display us through everything that we do. And that has just gotten to be a hard thing to do with jobs, money, school, family expectations, and just everything, where you're not exactly in charge of where you want to be when you want to be there, how you get to say things, and how you get to dress, how you get to express yourself, what you have to take and deal with. So a lot of that gets smothering to the you inside of you. But just the acknowledgement that there's so much on top of you and smothering you, I hope that would motivate you to show you every chance you get. And that's all I'm saying. I'm saying do the grind that you got to do, because we got to make it from one day to another in this world that we're in, this environment that has been set up for us and by us. So do your grind, but when you have the opportunity to show up, and that's usually in the difficult decisions, the world really wants you to come through. So make sure that you really get clarity and calibration to your natural organic heart's desire, and move in that, and know that that alone is more than enough, and that you are more than enough. You got this. And allow the world to mold you and create you with your intentions of showing up and being you, okay? So I thank you so very much for listening to me. I'm so very thankful to my friend that took the time out of their day to call me just to, you know, remind me of what I had went through and how I stood strong in the face of failure or downfall or fear. So that was a good reminder for me, because I just kind of go, you know, during the moment. I take my moments, I do. And I can see when something sucks and it's being done to me, but, you know. But it's something has been done to me and has sucked so often, just as much as good things have happened, because there's a balance in life. So it's not that I'm used to them. It's just that I've changed what bad and good is. To me, it just is. And so I'm just going through it. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I had to wake up earlier this day. I had to carry more bags today. You know? Oh no, I had to walk today. You know? And I'm saying those little metaphorical things, the bags, the walking, the waking up earlier, different problems that come along. But they just are. And it's just, that's just what the day is, you know? So get a little nice two-step going for your walk. Set that alarm and hit the snooze maybe once or twice and get it on up out of there. Do what it got to do. Them bags, you know, maybe set them down every now and then. Take a break, take a look around, you know? Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. The things are happening in the universe for your highest good. They are delivering you to exactly where you need to be, when you need to be there, to who you need to be there. And I tell you, the things that are happening because of who you are. If the universe wants you to slow down, it's going to give you something that's going to slow you personally down. So it's going to personally affect you, because you would just, you'd be on a trailblazing if there was a go. But what if you're going to get there too early? What if you're going to intersect with these other people that is not very, a very good intersection? So the universe wants to slow you down. Let it. Take a look around. When something comes unexpectedly, it's because it's giving you the environment. It's setting up the environment in which you need to be cultivated in to get what you want. You have to have that foundation to do what you want it to do. And whether you can see it clearly at that moment or not, trust it. Trust it. I'm here for you guys. My name is Leah, the Life Coach. My number is 818-319-3313. My email is leahthelifecoach@gmail.com. My website is leahthelifecoach.com. And I'm here for you guys if you need anything. Just reach out. Let's do it. All right, I hope to come on more often. I hope if you're on Facebook, you follow me and you're going to join my group. You should be on Anchor. I will be talking about this platform and how we can utilize it, support each other, and grow each other's channels. I hope you follow me on Instagram. I'm Leah the Life Coach. I hope you guys have the most amazing day ever. Keep going and be flexible on the information that's coming to you. And allow it to change and elevate you in that moment to who you are. Don't be attached to, oh, I've done it this way the whole time, and this is what it is, and this is what should happen, and this is what's going to happen. Allow that moment to organically and naturally influence you in that moment, in that time, and you act from the space of you and who you truly are. And I promise you, that's the right choice. You will get the results that you need, regardless of what it looks like to you coming next. Flow with it. Flow through it. Okay? I love you guys so very much. Have a great day. Bye-bye.